Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The current farm bill runs out at the end of September. Will we get a new one? And if so, when? Well, thanks to the efforts of Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Ranking Democrat Debbie Stabenow, they have negotiated a bill. And with the leadership of Congress of Mike Conaway, the House has completed their bill. And now comes the hard part. The two bills must be conferenced. They aren't the same, and the biggest difference is not farm program supports. It has to do with who gets food stamps. The House bill imposes work requirements on able-bodied recipients, and if not work, they must receive job training. Conaway said that the goal is to help, and I quote, millions of low-income Americans climb the economic ladder, end of quote. That'll be the stumbling block. I don't think the Senate will accept very much in the way of work requirements. Senate Democrats will oppose. And I know the Republican leadership wants to get a bill passed by the end of September, before the midterm election. Well, I hope they do, but I'm not optimistic. Maybe by the end of the year. Farm bills are always difficult to get through the Congress. Another big concern in farm country is a challenge in finding enough workers. At the current trend, the Labor Department is expected to issue 240,000 H-2A visas this year. Now, that's up from last year, which was 200,000. The hopeful news is, though, the House is preparing to debate a new bill to replace the H-2A program, authorizing 450,000 workers under an H-2C program, good for 3 years. Co-sponsors of the bill are Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway and Democrat Colin Peterson. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports the bill, but everyone is not happy. The bill requires that all employers use the E-verify system to make sure they're legal, and also the workers must have health insurance. As desperate as the need is for workers, passage will not be easy. Stay tuned, and I am John Block from Washington.